I'm here with Hanesboro Manager Deborah Schnabel to talk about what's coming up at Tuesday's assembly meeting. So first of all, there's a time change on this meeting that doesn't happen very often.
No.
It's been pushed back to 8 o'clock.
Yes, that's because the children will be singing at 6 o'clock on Tuesday night.
I don't think there is a whole lot. It's a pretty tame agenda during Tuesday's meeting, but there are a few things to point out. One is that the assembly will consider a new commercial winter tour proposed by Alaska Mountain Guides. The assembly reviewed that with the owner, Sean Gaffney, last week, and they are set to make a decision on that.
Right. He will be expected to bring a map in that revises his original request because he has made some concessions to the local recreational users and has pulled some areas off the map.
There were also some concerns raised from another local winter activity operator from Scott Sundberg of
right.
SEBA.
On they call it Cat Hill, I think, an area that's used commercially right now for snow cat operations. So there's been a conflict there, I guess. Maybe. We'll see how much of a conflict it is.
The ordinance that would designate minor offense fines in the newly adopted Parks Code is also back on the agenda, though it's already scheduled.
Well, that's part of a public hearing.
Public hearing.
So I don't think that's, I mean, unless there's a big discussion about it, it went through the public hearing process last meeting. I believe that one assembly member spoke in opposition of it.
And a couple things related to heliskiing are set for discussion. Kind of funny that all of these winter activity things are on the agenda while it's raining outside. But that aside,
right.
One is an ordinance that would make the changes to the process for
yes.
amending the heliski map. And you had some concerns with that. And
I had concerns with that. I thought it read very heavy. And so I've made some changes to it that the assembly is in agreement with. It really just basically changes the language so it's easier to understand what the process is going to be.
And then the assembly is set to hopefully
the
map. It's a long time coming. Needs changes.
It's over a year, and they've been through this process. But yes, the map recommendations have been made to the assembly, and hopefully they will approve those. Basically, it's interesting for those who have been following this process. The map, the publication of the goat survey or the habitat, I don't remember the official name of this report, but ADF&G has made a mapping out all of the brown bear and goat habitat, that's potential habitat in all of our valleys. And that really didn't make that big of a impact in terms of deciding where the map might be amended for heliski use compared to what the committee last year when it met and made its recommendations, which then was halted while we waited for this report. So they're all still in effect, the committee's recommendations. And I have made a recommendation that if the assembly wants to continue further to be more supportive of the industry, we have gained another operator. I mean, the borough has permitted a third operator. And there are arguments for, how I don't like to, for safety reasons and also for habitat reasons for to avoid overuse and congestion in areas. I've recommended that there be a possibility of opening up another area. That's called 7A. It's up in the Upper Circu.
All right, so we'll see.
We'll see what
decisions
happens.
They make.
Yeah, it'll be exciting.
Tomorrow. That was Hanesboro Manager Deborah Schnabel talking about the agenda for the regular assembly meeting Tuesday, December 12th at 8 p.m.